Tonight, I don't want to preach. I know that may surprise some of you. I just want to talk as a pastor to our church. Many times, we've sung the song, the last one we sang tonight, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. And when you go through a week like we've gone through this week, you realize how important those everlasting arms are. I often think, as I mentioned this morning, of the first line of that song, what a fellowship, and I think about our church. You only had to be here on Tuesday or yesterday, and as Lois mentioned, some of the other ones mentioned, just to be part of helping others, of taking care of others, of showing our love to others. And you just, and even though you're tired, and I mean, I got here yesterday at 9:30 in the morning, and I'm always appreciative of people like Brother Harold, who keeps me humble. I was in the baptistry getting it, cleaning it out, getting it ready for Evan to get baptized, and Brother Harold comes up and says, "Well, I see you finally found a job that you can handle." And I said, "Yeah, you're right. I think I'm pretty good at this one. I can get this thing pretty clean." Of course, now I had just asked him if he'd stayed out of trouble and if he'd been arrested and gone to jail this week. So, because I always encourage him to stay out of trouble. So it's, you know, and here's one thing I'm so glad of. I'm glad I'm your pastor and you show me the respect that the office deserves. But I'm also glad that you're my friends, and I'm glad you have the freedom to treat me like a friend and kid around with me. You know, in Sunday school, the adult Sunday school class knows this, but I got up to teach this morning and Terry said, "Where's Leonard? I feel cheated." And I told him, I said, "Well, you can still go home, pal. just be back for church." But he stayed, and I'm so grateful that we can be friends. And I'm so grateful that we have a church family that cares for one another and loves one another and is quick to express that love by serving. And it's just wonderful to be a part of a church, part of a fellowship that is that way. And I wouldn't trade it for the world. I mean, many of you know we had a funeral dinner yesterday for Brother John Tallman, and I didn't know it was going to take so long. Barb called me and said, "Preacher, I'm going to get Brother Phillips to do the funeral because he was our pastor for a long time." And I said, "That's good," but she said, "I don't have a place to have the dinner. I just don't have any place to have them." I said, "Barb, we'll have it at the church." And I knew it was going to be tight because we had a couple weddings here yesterday afternoon, one at 2 and one at 4. And John had a military service at the graveyard and with a 21-gun salute. And they didn't get here until about 1:15. So Chantel was standing back at the door. "Are you for the funeral or the wedding?" "Wedding this way, funeral this way." And it was funny because I talked to Brother Phillips at the funeral home to remind him. I said, "We're having a dinner for the family at the church." He said, "Well, I won't be able to come because I have a wedding too early this afternoon." And he said, I hope I don't get my notes mixed up." And he did a wonderful job yesterday at the funeral. Some of you were there and know that. And did a wonderful job sending John off and reminding us why John's in heaven, about that the only way to get there is to come through Jesus Christ as our Savior. So tonight, I'm not going to preach. I just want to talk from as your pastor. And I want to do two things. I've entitled my sermon, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. I want to encourage you tonight to lean on those arms. To lean on those arms. And then second thing, I'm just going to give you real quickly how to do it. How to lean on those everlasting arms. Best way I know to encourage you to lean on the everlasting arms is to mention several benefits that come from leaning on the arms of Jesus. And Adam, I don't know where Chantel went, but I need her. Can you go get her and come back here? Several benefits that we get from leaning on the arms of Jesus. And the first one of those benefits is the fellowship that we enjoy. You know, when you are leaning on somebody, you're going in the same direction that they're going. You're moving at the same speed that they are, and you're going to get there at the same time. And I want Adam and Chantel to come up here. I want to illustrate this. I can't think of a better person to do it. Some of you have the same characteristic, but Chantel is always leaning on Adam. I mean, I watch them in the back. They just sat back there, and she sort of snuggles up to him and puts her head on his arm or on his chest. I want you to do that now, okay? And just lean on him. And then I want you to walk. Just walk this way. See, she's leaning on him. And if you lean on somebody like that, you have fellowship. You have sweet fellowship. And you go in the same direction. You again, they when they move, they're going to the same direction. They're moving at the same speed. You know, one of the things that Debbie and the kids always yelled at me about when we went someplace together, and you can look at her pictures, I'm always 20 yards out in front of them because I like to get there. But these two move at the same speed, and they arrive at the same. They arrive at the same destination at the same time. Just sit down right here, just for a second. Tonight, the relationships that are the closest in our human sphere, and they paint a picture of what our relationship can be with Jesus. The relationships that are the closest are where one leans on the other. And they enjoy that fellowship that one leaning on the other brings. So again, just stand up and lean on them. I know you don't mind this at all, do you? You can pay me afterwards. Now, I'm going to get into what some may consider a touchy subject, but it doesn't matter. I'm going to get into it anyway. And if you want to yell at me, you can yell at me after church. I don't care. A husband and a wife is one example that I want to share with you tonight. And ladies, I know what the women libbers say, but you will have the sweetest fellowship with your husband if you lean on him. I've had several people talk to me about, oh, I don't know about this thing, you know, where it says in the Bible, wives should submit themselves to their husbands. And whenever anybody asked me, I said, you can't just look at that verse by itself. You got to look at two verses together. The first one you got to look at is husbands love your wives as the church, as Jesus, love your wives as Jesus loved the church and gave himself for it. If a husband's doing their job, they are going to love their wife more than they do their life. And if need be, they will give their life for their wife as Jesus did the church. I appreciate Adam's song when he says, he loves us, the Father loves us. The Father loves us. And husbands, if we're doing our job, there ought never to be a doubt in our wives' mind that we love them. And when we love them in that way, again, I know some of you don't agree with me, and it doesn't matter. I'm going to preach it anyway. Your relationship will be closer if you submit yourself to your husband, and I'm just going to say it tonight, lean on him. Lean on him. Depend on him. Now, I know that sometimes things change, and because of health reasons in some cases, the wife has to step up and do things that she didn't have to do before, probably doesn't want to do. And you talk, to some of the ladies in our church that have gone through that, that have had to assume the responsibility of caring for their husband. You talk to some of the ladies in our church that are doing it right now, and I dare say that every single one of them would say, oh, I wish I didn't have to do it. I wish I didn't have to do it now. I wish I could lean on him just like this. Just like this. And the closest relationships we have from a human standpoint are those relationships where one leans on another. Okay, you sit down. Brian, you and Hannah, come up here. Would you? You and Hannah. She wants a what? Come on. Hannah, you just turn around and face everybody. Stand right there beside your dad, right beside him. You love your daddy, don't you? You depend on him? He's going to take care of you, isn't he? And you know that he loves you, right? See, another relationship that's sweet and close is when a child leans on her dad, depends on her dad, submits herself to her dad. We've all gone through the experience where our little children, like Hannah, thought we hung the moon. Enjoy it while you can, bud. thought we hung the moon. They loved us dearly, and one of the reasons they did is because they depended on us. They leaned on us. Here's what happened. They get big, and they don't need dad as much. They don't lean on dad as much. But God paints the picture of leaning when he paints a picture of a little child that leans on dad and depends on dad and knows that dad loves him. I want you to two sit right there because I want to use you for something else in just a minute. And it's the same way in our relationship with God. The Bible says in the book of Romans, without faith, it is impossible to please him. And faith is believing that God can do what he promised to do. Faith is leaning on those everlasting arms. It's depending on him. And the more you lean on Jesus, the more you depend on him, the closer your relationship will be, as modeled in marriages, as modeled in the parent-child relationship. The more you lean on him, the more you realize that you need him every moment of every day, the sweeter your relationship will be. And there's people in this church that in the past week, in the past couple weeks, have just mentioned passing things to me, but they have reminded me in the few words that they spoke to me that, yeah, they're going through some trials and they're going through some heartaches, but they're closer to God than they've ever been. And you want to know why? Because they've had to lean on him. They couldn't make it through the day without his help, without knowing that he was there to help them. And so, leaning on the everlasting arms gives us fellowship. Number two, it gives us strength for today. You see, you two stand up again. There are things Chantel can't do. She's got to call her big, muscular man to do them for him. There are things that we cannot do in our own strength. We have to depend on God. I tell you what, I left here about 9:30 last night. I told Adam, they were still here when I left. I said, I'm tired. In fact, one of our ladies asked me yesterday, she said, are you doing okay, preacher? And I appreciate her concern. She said, are you doing okay? I said, yeah. She said, you're acting weird. I said, well, I'm okay. Thanks for asking. I'll be honest with you. There are times when I get tired. I just get wore out. Somebody asked me this morning how I was doing. I told them I got refreshed last night. I went home and slept good. But there are things that we cannot do in our own strength. Phyllis was talking about it a minute ago. Jean was talking about it in her testimony. Things we want to do. Things we want to be a part of. Things that that we used to be able to do when before we got sick, before we got older. And I like that verse in the Bible in Isaiah chapter 40 where the Bible says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint." You lean on those everlasting arms. You wait on Him. And He'll give you strength for today. Okay, thanks. You can sit down. Sit right there in the front again. Number three. Not only do we enjoy fellowship, not only do we enjoy the strength for today, but we have hope for tomorrow. You lean on those everlasting arms and you're reminded that regardless of what tomorrow comes, what comes tomorrow, regardless of what happens, as you're leaning on those everlasting arms, you know that He's in charge. He knows what's coming tomorrow and that we can have hope in Him because He is God. Yeah, and we have several people that sing the song, "I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know what trials we're going to face. I don't know what heartaches are going to come into our life. I don't know. But I know somebody that does. And I'm not going to worry about tomorrow. I'm going to keep my hope in Him." I was listening. I tell you, there's so many things been on my heart and mind lately. I can't remember where I heard this, but I heard a sermon, and the preacher was saying, "Did you hear this with me about hope?" No, he was saying we don't use in Bible times they didn't use hope like we use it. We use it like I hope something happens. It means we're not sure it's going to happen or not. And when the Bible uses the word hope, what it means is, I am confident that is going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but I have hope because I know who holds tomorrow. And I know who's got a hold of my hand. And as I lean on those everlasting arms, I have that hope for tomorrow. And then number four, leaning on those everlasting arms is the place that we learn. Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me." You two stand up again for a second. Lean. I would tell you that even though they haven't quite been married for 2 years yet, that Adam and Chantel probably know each other better and more than anybody else. I've been his dad for what seems an eternity. A long time. But Chantel knows things about him that I don't. I've known Chantel for a long time. There are things about her that I don't know, that Adam does. You see, when you lean on those everlasting arms, you learn a lot about that person that you're leaning on. And as we lean on Jesus, we learn about His love. We learn how to love others because we see how He loved us. We learn about things like forgiveness. We learn about things that only He can teach us. And we learn that as we lean on Him. Okay, thanks. I'm done with you two. Now, how do we do it? How do we learn to lean on Jesus? It's very simple. We just do it. Can you still catch Hannah if she jumps into your arms? Hannah, come up here. Stand right here. And Brian, you come up here. I can remember when Adam was a little kid, I'd put him up on a cabinet. I was going to illustrate it tonight, but no way. But I put them up on a cabinet. I said, come on, jump. And without any hesitation, without abandonment, he would leap off that cabinet like Superman, and Daddy would catch him. Your dad ever do that to you? He did. Oh, I'm sure he. You probably don't.
Cabinet.
Oh, not off the cabinet? What does he put you on top of?
Couch.
On top of the couch. Okay, well, that's a good place. Can he still catch you? Okay, turn around, Brian. Catch her. Hey, you see there? Okay, thanks. I'm done. You see there? She didn't hesitate. Why? Because she trusted Dad. Probably done it before. And he's caught her. You want to know how to lean on Jesus? Just do it. Just do it. When he puts you up on those high places that are a little scary, and you look around, you see everything going on in your life. And if you could pick, you wouldn't be there. And he stands with his arms like this, and he says, come on, jump. Jump. I'll catch you. I'll catch you. And with a leap of faith, we jump off that spot that he's got us on. And we feel him just like Brian did, put his arms around us. And we feel safe. And we feel secure. And we know that things are going to be all right. How do you lean on Jesus? You just jump. You just do it. And as you do it, you get all the benefits for them we talked about tonight. But there's many, many others. Many, many others. And that's where he wants us to be. And sometimes, he puts us up on those high spots. Just so he can stand down at the bottom and say, come on, child, jump, jump. I want to prove to you again that I'm a God that can catch you, that I'm a God that can comfort you, that I'm a God that can give you exactly what you need. And wouldn't have Hannah missed a blessing if Dad would have been down there saying, come on, jump, and she would have stayed right here and said, no, don't want to. Don't believe you can catch me. Don't believe you can keep me from harm. And there's so many Christians that stand and hear the Father say, come on, come on, come on. Where are you at tonight? Not a better place to be than the picture that Hannah painted for us with her arms around Dad and her legs wrapped around him and Daddy's arms wrapped around us. That's leaning. Leaning. A little song that goes, learning to lean. I'm learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Finding more power than I've ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. If you're not there tonight, just go ahead and do it. Take a leap of faith and see if the Father's not able to catch you and do things for you that you can't even imagine. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the...